this is just a really short little snippet. I'm not going to launch into a full sermon tonight. We've got a lot of stuff going on. We're trying to explain little bits of it, the compassion launch, the giving thing, the living generously thing. And I just want to give just a short little word and encouragement tonight on living generously and what the source of that is. Hope you've been tracking along with the reading plan. All this week has just been about, and God's been so generous to us. It's an easy thing, a small thing actually, for us just to act out in the same way that He has extended that to us. So that's all our heart behind it. And generosity is not kind of like a thing that you tick off. It's kind of like an attitude that influences or flavors all of life. And so we don't see that as one little segment, you know, money or anything like that. It's like, how do we be generous in our devotion to God? How do we be generous in the way we live together in community and encourage one another? How are we generous with our hearts and our time? And how are we generous with those who don't know Jesus yet? That's a desire that we have, and it's exciting to be able to do that together. So look, I just want to share just a couple of little ideas from the Word tonight about really that source of generosity and the way Jesus talks about it. It's like a river of living water that'll pour out of us in a dry and dusty land. So I'll launch into that in a second, but let me just say a quick word of prayer. Jesus, I want to thank you that you love us, you love the world, and you have a plan and a purpose for the world that goes way beyond us. We're just a little part in the equation, but you reach out to us. You make yourself available to us. You pour blessing and good things through us with the intent of blessing the whole world. And it's incredible, Jesus, and we're so thankful for it. And I pray that you reveal to us, Holy Spirit, tonight what your word says and that you change our hearts to be in alignment with it. Yeah, amen. Okay, cool. Well, I'm going to share just a couple of little Bible verses. First one I'll pull up from this one from Ezekiel 47. You know, Ezekiel was this crazy prophet guy, and he had a lot of strange kind of visions, if you read through his book. And this is one vision he saw, and God gives sometimes a picture to explain something that is his intent or his heart for the world, because I guess, you know, it's maybe even more the language of the heart than just a whole lot of cognitive stuff that we can, you know, a whole lot of information, if you like. And this picture is interesting. It's of the temple, which was kind of like the central place, the place where God dwelled. This is in the Old Testament, thousands of years ago. And, you know, people would go to a particular place on earth where God showed up. It was incredible. And he went to this temple, and a guy was taking him around, and I guess it's kind of like a vision. And what he saw flowing out of a temple was water trickling out of this temple, out of this building. And I don't know if you know much about kind of hydrology. Rivers usually start up in mountains and they flow to the sea, by and large. They might start with springs or whatever. There's the start of a river. But here, you see a river starting in a building. It's an unusual, it's a weird kind of picture. Not his weirdest. He has some really weird pictures. Ezekiel, this is not the weirdest, I promise. But he says this. He said he was walking around with a guy in his vision, and the guy brought him out through the gate, and he led me around the outside of the gate facing east, and the water was flowing out from the south side of the temple. And the guy takes him for a walk, and he walks a thousand cubits out from the river, and it says that the water is ankle deep. And then he walks another 1,000, and it's knee deep. And then he walks another 1,000, and it's waist deep, and then it's so deep, it's a flowing river that's too big to even swim in is pouring out of this temple. And it pours out, and he sees the guy tells him, you know, this river pours from here right down through the desert all the way to the sea. When it gets to the sea, it makes the salt water fresh. It pumps out so much life, if you like, coming out of this river. And you know, there's something in this. I guess we live in a dry land, like Jim has given us allusions to irrigation. Water is life in Australia as well, and it was even more, and it is even more that way in the land that Jesus was living in Jerusalem. in Israel. It's water is life. It sustains life. And this river was sustaining life wherever it went. And he walks along it, and I just skip down a few more verses. You can pick it up sometime if you want to go and read it later. And it says, there were fruit trees of all kinds growing alongside the riverbank. They were growing on the banks of the river. Their leaves didn't wither. Their fruit never fell off. Every month they bore fruit because of the water was coming out of God's house, out of his temple. And the fruit served for food, and the leaves of the tree served for healing. And it's allegorical language, isn't it? But I think that the intent of God that we hear through this is that good things come out of God's house, and they pour through a dry and barren land where they provide sustenance, they provide food, and they provide healing. Sometimes hundreds or thousands of kilometers from where they began. And that river starts as a trickle, and then it flows and it flows and it flows. And, you know, I'm excited that we're just a little ragtag group of people in Toowoomba. We gather together as a kind of community, and God's intent, God's vision for little communities like this one scattered all across the world is that we're not really here for ourselves. We're here to let something out that will flow sometimes way away and create blessing, bring healing, bring sustenance. That's what excites me about something like Compassion. It's like, man, if we can just release a little bit of money and it will create blessing thousands of kilometers away, that really excites me. If we can release something that our city might find encouraging and uplifting, that's exciting. And it goes way beyond money. In fact, Jesus, I'll pick up next slide over, is in John 7. And it says this, "Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." So if it's incredible that God would create little communities and give them something to pour out, it's even more incredible that when you decide to follow Jesus, you put your faith in him, that he puts the source of that right inside of you and I. Like, a river's great. You know, I have a little farm. I've been down there this weekend. And it's my ritual, at least, has been increasing. So we've had some dry years, and I tend to get there and I drive around and I look at the dams. So you probably understand what that's like. And they cut down a critical level in April this year, and I'm running the sums over pipelines and stuff because we have one whole section of the property just dry. And look, you can cope with dry feed, and we've got a lot of stock, cattle and sheep, and you can cope with bringing in feed to some extent, but you really can't cope with bringing in water. It's just, without it, life stops. You're stuffed. And so dams are really important to us. We go around and check the dams. Are they enough? Are they? Once they get fouled, they get down too low, the stock get in them, they muck them up, and then they can't even drink them. We fence them off so they don't get bogged. Dams are just life. Water is life to us. And so I got down there, did the same thing. All my dams are full across the whole farm. It's really exciting. 5 years it's been since our dams have been full. It's a real blessing. But you know what? Dams are not a patch on a river. We don't have a river, so I'm really excited about dams. But man, if I had a river, that would be really exciting. If I had a river that I knew would never be exhausted, that source was guaranteed, I would be so excited about that, because that would just generate life. Man, it would generate life. And so when Jesus speaks to us and he says, you know what, I'm guaranteeing the source and I'm putting you in control of that source and that's the river that's going to come out of you, it's a guaranteed river. It's incredible. Like, it's hard to really believe what it's like. And it got me thinking about, I'm like, you know, the contrast between a dam and a river. And a dam, just as I was thinking about it, I'm like, the dam kind of reflects a bit of a scarcity mentality. You know, I don't have enough, so I'm going to hold on to this water. And, you know, when I drive around the farm, I'm happy because all my dams are full. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, there'll be another time where they're going to go low. There's going to be another time because it's going to go dry again. You know, we go through cycles like that. And I guess I develop a scarcity mentality. We've got to hold on to this stuff. We've got to put up walls and just dam it up and don't let it flow beyond, because I need every drop I can get. And, you know, the crazy thing would be, even if I did have a river, I could still have a scarcity mentality. I could still be like, man, I've still got to, you know, keep all that I can to myself. You know, even if it was never going to stop flowing, I could be worrying and calculating. I could have a whole contingency plan for what happened if the river ran dry. I could have a scarcity mentality even if there was a river with a guaranteed source that was never going to run dry. And I just got to thinking, it's just a challenge for us. Hey, do we have a scarcity mentality or a supply mentality when it comes to the good things that God wants to pour out? How do you view it? How do I view it? I've been asking this question this week. I don't just mean money is one part of it, but I'm probably more scarce in time and energy than I am in money. You might be different. You might be more scarce in money or other resources. But at the pinch point of your life, do you have a scarcity mentality or a supply mentality where you're like, you know what? God has given me things with the intent that I let them go and pass them on to other people. Jesus said to his disciples teaching in this lesson, he's like, freely you've received, freely give. Just whatever I've given you, just go out and give it to other people. See, we don't have the kind of drought of money, I don't think, as much as we have a drought of God's Spirit. You know, Jesus goes on to say, after that passage, he's talking about God's Spirit. Like, something that's within us that gives energy and vitality to life that the world doesn't have and doesn't know anything about. And if you walk out in the street, you'll meet rich people, you meet poor people, that's guaranteed. But by and large, you'll be walking in a dry and dusty land. And the perspective you have makes all the difference. You know, a river, I wish I had a photo, but if you've ever been out in the desert, some of you guys have, there'll be a river, and depending on where you are, it might be quite narrow between the riverbank and when the desert kicks in. It's like there's life right along that river, but if you just turn around, you're just going to see desert everywhere you look. And it really matters your perspective. If you're standing pointing this way towards the river, you're like, man, there's life everywhere. There's trees, there's birds, there's fish. And you turn around this way, it's like it's desert. And I wonder if it's the same with us, whether we have a supply mentality, we're looking at God and saying, God, you can provide. God, I know I feel kind of low right now, but I'm not going to run out because the river's going to keep flowing and it's guaranteed. Or you can turn around and go, oh, whoa, there's a desert. It's dry. I need to hold on to everything I got. It's a huge challenge. And you know, I'm not going to make a whole lot more of it tonight than that. That's the challenge I think that God's issuing to us. And the invitation is, believe in me. Like, believe in me in the areas that you find scarcity in your life, and dare to believe that you won't run out if you draw on me, that I can become like a well of water issuing up out of your life and pouring out rivers. And that as we collectively do that, join together, that in some small little way, God would enable a river to pour out of our little church that would bless people, some that we'll never know, even thousands of kilometers away overseas, but locally here, it would just pour out blessing. It would be enabled to just give out. Would be so exciting. You know, tiny little story I want to finish up with. Evie, my little daughter, our eldest daughter, she's just about turned 7. She's running around here. And we started chatting with her in the last week. I shared it a little bit at small church and about giving. You know, she gets $1 a week on Sunday. She gets really excited about her $1 a week. And so I was saying, wouldn't it be good if you could give a little bit out of that to people who have more needs? And she's like, why would I do that? And it's like, well, maybe they've got more, you know, there's people who really need stuff and that would be good to live generously like that. And so I said, you get $1 each week, that's 10, you know, little 10 cent pieces, right? And so I said, you know, what would be good to give out of your 10 little 10 cent pieces? And she thought for a moment, she thought, oh, maybe 6. And I was like, taking a little bit aback, I'm like, 6? Wow, that's pretty generous, actually. $60 out of every 100, 6,000 out of every 10,000. You're just like dishing out 60% of what you get. That would be seriously generous. And as her dad, when I heard her say that, I just thought, wow, I wonder if I could give you a little bit more so you could be that generous. That thought crossed my mind and it just hit me. You know, God's intent is that his blessing and his good things would pour out across the world. I wonder if he looks at us when we take a step of faith and we say, you know what, I'm going to turn from my scarcity, hold it all in mentality to just letting a bit go. And he goes, oh, I'm going to wonder how I can find a way to give more that way. Because it's achieving my purposes in earth. It's going to people who have need that they couldn't have had. And maybe it's a dollar, maybe it's a kind word, maybe it's you stopping in the middle of a busy day and actually chatting with someone who has a need. Maybe it's other resources that you've been given in your hand that you can step out and take a supply mentality over. So three little thoughts to leave you with tonight. Fix the next slide. Do you have a scarcity or a supply mentality? Have you dammed up something in your life that God wants you to take a step of faith and break tonight? And are you willing to be filled, not just for your own sake purely, but so that you can pour out to others? Is that your heart's desire? And may God change us, change our hearts. I'm going to say a word of prayer and just encourage you to do business with God. You know, it's him who changes us. And if you're like, man, all I know is barrenness. All I've ever known, it seems, is barrenness. And you know, I have to hold on to everything because that's all I've ever known. You're living in a desert. I just encourage you. Could you take a step of belief in Jesus tonight and what he says? Could you invite that source of supply? Could you turn your perspective tonight, because the invitation's wide open to do so. I'll say a quick word of prayer. Jesus, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that you can change our perspective, you can change our mind, that we can see a spiritual truth tonight that goes beyond what even our experience has been. You can turn us from scarcity to supply, and I pray you do. I pray you, Lord, I pray where there are genuine hardships among us tonight, Lord, that you would break a dam in that area tonight, that you would break through a supply. And Lord, I pray that as people just, you know, living our little lives here, that we can pour out a river out of this place to bless others, that we can be less about ourselves and more about the needs of others, even people thousands of kilometers away in different nations even, but also the person next door. Lord Jesus, that we can release something of your Holy Spirit that would bring life in a dry and dusty land like Australia is. Lord Jesus, I just ask you, Holy Spirit, to come and change our hearts and our minds tonight. Where there's needs, I also just pray for your abundant provision to come, Lord, that we might be a blessing to those around us as well. Yeah. Amen.